NYG Weekly Weiss here with you to recap the Giants preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. But before we get into it, got to take care of the housekeeping stuff. Follow me, Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow the blog, GothamSN. My two co-hosts, Nick Zeraris at Nick Zeraris, Ethan at EthanGSN. Subscribe to the podcast. We're on Spotify, Google Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, all the podcasting platforms on the World Wide Web. All right. Giants 21. Panthers 19, and we have to start with the first team offense led by Daniel Jones, who has had an excellent summer. While I was in East Rutherford during training camp, I came away after watching them practice for about a week saying, man, this quarterback looks really comfortable, really confident, and it carried over into his preseason work tonight. 8 of 9, 69 yards, one touchdown. His only incompletion was a drop by Darren Waller, who, oh, by the way, caught three passes for 30 yards. Right off the bat, the Giants got him the football. And this is sort of what we saw in training camp. He was catching everything. You see how the Giants moved them around. This first team offense looked really, really good, not just from a player execution standpoint, but schemes, play callings, getting guys open. Listen, this is just the preseason for Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll. They're not yet into the regular season, but what they showed us today was how good they are just from a scheming standpoint, from a play calling perspective. And then you added the explosiveness, the talent, Paris Campbell, Darren Waller, Jalin Hyatt in the draft, you know, bringing back Darius Slayton. Like, you saw what this offense, a glimpse of what this offense is going to be in 2023, much different than a year ago. Daniel Jones looked great. Like I said, comfortable, confident, in control. I truly believe he is going to take another step forward. How big of a step that is, we will wait and see, but I do think you're going to get a better version of Daniel Jones than last year. And a lot of that is because another year in the system, and more importantly, better supporting cast led by Darren Waller, who, I mean, if you were at training camp or if you saw some, read some of the stuff from people that were at camp, I mean, you see the talent, you see why this is one of the best players at his position. And he's coming to a coaching staff where Mike Kafka, Kansas City, Travis Kelce, Buffalo, you know, Dawson Knox was not on Travis Kelce's level, but Dawson Knox was an important part of the Buffalo offense. And now you plug in Darren Waller with this coaching staff. I think as long as he's healthy, he's going to have a big year for the Giants. But really, really impressive performance by the first team offense, the offensive line. I mean, you know, for so many years, you can think back to it when we, you know, get into the preseason, get into camp. The talk would always be about the offensive line. It just wouldn't look good and wouldn't look good and wouldn't look good for years and years and years. But finally, you're starting to see stability on that offensive line. They're still, you know, rotating guys with the guards, but three of the five spots, obviously, you got your cornerstone in Andrew Thomas. But John Michael Smith, the rookie, you know, we'll talk about the rookie class in a bit, but he's a rookie, but he doesn't look like a rookie. He doesn't act like a rookie. He's a polished player, good technique, doesn't look overwhelmed. Stepping in there, starting center, locked up, hopefully for the foreseeable future. Evan Neal, improvements, getting better. Obviously, he didn't have a good year last year. He dealt with a concussion for the last couple, a week and a half, but he's back, looked good today. Obviously, he had that one sack that he gave up on a stunt that he missed, but overall the technique was a lot better. And that was the thing that people wanted to see, was how was Evan Neal's footwork, how was his hands? A lot better. And it was a lot better during camp too, but you wanted to see it in live reps. And obviously Carolina wasn't playing some of their top edge guys, but still the technique has to be good regardless who you're going up against. So love what you saw from the first team offense. And then we saw Jalin Hyatt. And, you know, we saw Jalin Hyatt drop a pass, come back to the huddle, not let it affect him. Remember, this was his first home game in front of the Giant fan base and dropped the pass, comes back to the huddle, is able to, you know, flush it out of his system. Next play, 33-yard touchdown. And when you looked at the highlight, you see that speed, man. That speed is so, so special. Everyone talks about Jalin Hyatt and his route running and, you know, consistent catching, but that speed is uncoachable. You cannot, you know, something you can coach into a player. He has a special speed, and it's going to be, you know, a weapon for the Giants this season. He's going to have impactful moments for the Giants in games. And he's been impressive in camp. And now we saw it in a game. It was from Tyrod Taylor. Just an impressive touchdown by him, a Jalin Hyatt highlight that I think, you know, we were hoping we would see, and we saw it. So that was awesome. Defensively, you know, what did we want to see? We wanted to see the Giants defensive line have its way with the Carolina offensive line, who didn't particularly play well at all against the New York Jets in their first preseason game. And what did the Giants do? They weren't as impressive as dominating as the Jets were, but they got to the quarterback. They got to Bryce Young, Dexter Lawrence. I mean, I think it was Bradley Bozeman, the Panthers center. I mean, Dexter Lawrence, just every single play, it was almost like he wore Bradley Bozeman on his back like a backpack, and just ran to Bryce Young. And man, oh man, it was. Dexter Lawrence is a special player. Kayvon Thibodeau, interesting week for him. Some comments from Wink Martindale sort of created headlines. But I'm not somebody that's worried about Kayvon. I think Kayvon's going to be a great player for the Giants. And you saw his speed coming off the edge. A lot of people were talking about the sack, which was sort of like a missed assignment by Kwanu. But it was actually the two plays right after where he – on the play right after the sack, he dominated, or he got by Ekwonu with his speed. And then the play after that, it was a bull rush that where he was able to get a quarterback hit on. So Kayvon is not somebody that you should worry about. He's not somebody that you say, well, is he going to, you know, impact games? Kayvon impacted games as a rookie. He's going to continue to impact games. He's a good player that I think is going to ascend toward being a great player for the Giants in year two. On the other side, Azeez Ojulari, nothing noticeable, but as I've said, you know, throughout the offseason and even at the end of last year, the Giants front four, if they're healthy, are going to cause havoc. They have a really good interior defensive line. Now they've added depth, and those two edge rushers, Kayvon and Azeez, I think are going to really showcase who they are in terms of their ability to get to the quarterback this year. And they're going to feed off of what's going to be opened up for them thanks to having Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams on the inside. And especially when they go against these, you know, average to below average offensive lines, which, by the way, there's a lot of those in the NFL. It's the majority of the NFL. I think you're going to see a lot of success, and I hope they stay healthy because the Giants defensive line, I think, is a very underrated unit, that front four. When they're healthy, and they weren't healthy last year. I want to talk about the rookie class for a second. As I'm watching this game, you know, you see Deontay Banks, who made a couple of plays in the running game. And Deontay Banks sort of had a, I'm not going to say slow start, because it wasn't slow. It was a bad start to training camp. I mean, he did not look good at all early on in camp. But then he started to settle down, and you started to see him, you know, play with a little more confidence and, you know, get better as the practice went on, as the days went on. And I thought he played particularly well today. He didn't give up anything big. They didn't really throw his way, but he made some plays in the run game. You saw his physicality. We talked about John Michael Smith. I mean, just he's a professional football player. He's a professional center in the National Football League from the moment that he walked onto the field. Jalin Hyatt, the speed. Eric Gray, he had the rushing touchdowns. Got a lot of opportunities. The Giants didn't play Saquon Barkley, so Matt Breida, you know, when Matt Breida's time was up with the first team, it was Eric Gray who got a good chunk of that third quarter. But you see his impact on special teams. He's the starting kick returner, and he was starting punt returner. So he's gonna, the ball's gonna be in his hands when he's on special teams. Trey Hawkins, strong camp, sixth round pick, getting first team reps by the second preseason game. I mean, that sort of speaks for itself. Jordan Riley, and I talked about their defensive line a little bit earlier, and one of the biggest improvements for the Giants this offseason, among the improvements on the offensive side of the ball, was the depth that they brought in on the defensive line. Bringing in Raheem Nunez-Rocious, bringing in A'shaun Robinson, both of them didn't play today. But Jordan Riley, the seventh round pick, he had a good first preseason game, but tonight he played really, really well. Not just in the run game, his ability to play against the run, but he's got some pass rush moves. And I think you got to give credit to the Giants defensive line coach, Andre Patterson, who's has a history of working with these young players and his development of young defensive linemen, especially the ones that are picked up late in the draft. I mean, Jordan Riley looks like, at the very least right now, a guy that can be a good rotational piece for the Giants. And for a seventh round pick, that's pretty good. And for him to show it this early is really, really inspiring for what his ultimate ceiling could be. Like Jordan Riley could run with the ones, and I think he did get some run with the ones, and you wouldn't notice him. You wouldn't notice the drop off as much as it was last year when Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams went off the field, and we saw Justin Ellis, who just, didn't look like an NFL player last year when they had to take Dexter Leo off the field. And then Jarvarius Owens, the other seventh round pick. As I was writing out a tweet about the rookie class and how impressive it looks early on, I didn't have much notes on Jarvarius Owens, but then as I'm writing the tweet out, he has a great pass breakup, had a good, sneaky good game today. But the rookie class so far, and again, it's only been two preseason games, but it's very inspiring, and it's more inspiring at this point than where we were a year ago. We had two top 10 picks that we were watching in the preseason. This is a really inspiring group, and it's really impressive to see the impact early on. And again, I know it's preseason, but to see a sixth round pick in Trey Hawkins essentially now running solely with the first team. I mean, and that's not because he's forced into it. He's played himself into it. He's played well. He's looked good in camp. He's looked good in these preseason games. And Adoree's flexibility to be able to play in the slot has opened that up. But he, like, Trey Hawkins has looked good. He's earned that spot. This isn't a situation where they're just forced to have to, put that sixth round rookie in the first team. No. Trey Hawkins has looked good. He's earned that spot. Jalin Hyatt has earned an expanded role. The coaching staff is doing a great job of saying, hey, we know he needs work in this area, but man, this stuff that he does well, this speed, like, we can use this speed. We didn't have this speed in the past, and you're seeing that. And it's very inspiring so far, like I said, with this rookie class. I'm very, very impressed, especially with those late round guys like Trey Hawkins and Jordan Riley and Jarvarius Owens. So really, really impressed overall from them. And then, Tommy DeVito, it's fun because he's a New Jersey native and he's got a great last name. And Tommy DeVito looks like a guy that the Giants should have on the practice squad this year. Like, he's a good developmental quarterback. I like the way he throws the ball. Carl Banks really said some, interesting things about him, about how he moves in the pocket and how he gets rid of the football. He missed a touchdown on David Sills, which I was hoping he would get, because I think he deserved that moment, that sort of put away touchdown moment in the preseason game. But he's looked really good. Looked good against the Lions. Looked good against the Panthers. And then I'm hoping that he gets the majority of the reps. Typically in that final preseason game, it's usually the twos and the threes. So I'm hoping DeVito can get the majority of the reps in that final preseason game, because I really enjoy watching him. And that's not something you say with these undrafted quarterbacks. A lot of them, I mean, just look at Jake Luton with the Panthers, did not particularly play well in that final drive. So I think DeVito, on a serious note, deserves to be on the practice squad, deserves to be a guy that they develop throughout the year, and maybe he can compete for that quarterback two spot next year. But I've been impressed with Tommy DeVito a lot. That is the recap. Really, really impressed with the Giants offense. And you just think about it with yourself, like go back to the previous years, go back as far as you want. Really in those final years of Coughlin, how bad the offense looked compared to what you saw actually throughout camp. And then tonight, like, it is a night and day difference. There were times when previous years when you would watch the offense and it just it didn't look like a professional football team on offense. It really didn't. But the Giants offense looks really good. I mean, it is nice to watch. It's fun to watch. I can't wait for the regular season. I do think this offense is going to do really good things. You know, Joe Shane went out and they identified the areas that they wanted to improve offensively. They wanted to be get more dynamic. They wanted to get more explosive. They brought in, you know, Paris Campbell and, like I said, Darren Waller and Jalin Hyatt, and you're sort of seeing this offense transform. And it's going to look a lot different than what it did last year. And I think, you know, Daniel Jones is going to reap the benefits of this new and improved personnel, because I do think the Giants offense is going to be a lot better this year. So that is the recap. I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. A lot of positive things. Happy the Giants got that win. I really wanted to win this preseason game. I don't know why, but I just did. Obviously the most important thing when you're talking about the preseason and training camp, no injuries, no notable injuries. Jalin Hyatt left the game, but he sort of came back, didn't have any wrap or ice on any part of his body, so it didn't seem like it was anything serious. But yeah, Giants get a win. Their offense looks good. Let's go Giants. That's an episode. Talk to you soon. Peace.